Hey, hey, now, welcome, welcome, welcome. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time, and that means you. That means you, you, and you, and you too. Yes, I am live on Instagram, Facebook, everywhere, because we have some stuff to talk about today, a few weeks ago, and going on, and I keep getting messages about this. We talked about the five F's that'll keep you broke. So folks were feeling that. They understood it. They got it. People are actually still calling and saying that they understand and they know what the F is in their life, whether it be food, whether it be family members, whether it be friends, whether it be whatever it is. And so we're going to talk today about the five P's that'll keep you profitable. The five P's that will keep you profitable. So we want to get in the groove. We know that it is marching order season. It is the month of March, which means anything that you want to accomplish, you can and you should. Anything that you want to get done in 2020, it is not over. So everybody who had hopes and dreams about 2020 and what it was going to bring into your life, it's still, you're still in it. You're still in the game. The game is not over yet. And as a matter of fact, I always say, learn the rules of the game and then play the game by the rules. Yes, learn the rules of the game and then play the game by the rules. You are listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time. So the first P that will keep you profitable. So we're talking about P's that will keep you profitable. The number one P that will keep you profitable is purpose. That's right, purpose. So why are you here? What are you supposed to do? What do you feel in your gut? You can tell if you are living in your purpose, if you feel your heart beat faster, if you feel passionate about what you're doing, if you feel excited about what you're doing. Now, let me tell you something. Living in your purpose doesn't mean that you're always happy. It doesn't mean you're always happy. Let's be clear. Purpose and happy are two different things. Purpose and easy are not the same thing. Purpose and, you know, a smooth flow. You could live in your purpose and things still be tough. As a matter of fact, for most people who live in their purpose, it is tough. If you hear the story of Steve Harvey, one of my friends and mentors, if you hear the story of Oprah, if you hear the story of Tyler Perry, none of these people had it easy while they were pursuing their purpose. They had to meet with roadblocks and haters and, you know, being homeless and, you know, downright looking like failure. One thing that really inspires me about Tyler Perry is that, you know, the first 8 or 9 or 10 times he put his plays out, they failed. They flopped. But he kept going. And he kept going with the same play. He didn't flip the script. He didn't get off the path. He didn't try to figure out something else. He kept perfecting that thing. So the first P that will keep you profitable is purpose, knowing your purpose. And if you're trying to find out what your purpose is, just keep living. Ask God. God made you for a reason. He made a fork for a reason, a spoon for a reason, a knife for a reason. And when someone needs a fork, they're going to get a fork. If somebody's eating steak, they're going to get a fork and a knife. They're not going to get a spoon. The spoon can't even do anything in that situation. The fork doesn't have to jump up and say, I'm here. All the fork have to do is sit there and wait to be picked up. So if you know your purpose and you wait on what God has put you here to do, when it's time for you, someone will come and pick you up, but you got to be ready. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are talking about the five P's that'll keep you profitable. But we have to take a break for traffic and weather with Jennifer Thompson. We'll be right back, WVON.
You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable with Lynn Richardson on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 AM, WVON.
Are you struggling with your finances? Have you tried everything you can think of but just can't seem to get ahead on your own? Well, it's time to get some help. With a financial coach, you can find out what you don't know and learn to make better choices when it comes to your finances. Lynn Richardson's Wealth Vision 2020 Financial Coaching provides step-by-step instructions daily, a one-stop shop to create your budget, access to vetted financial coaches in specialized areas such as mortgages, insurance, real estate, investing, taxes, and more. Lynn Richardson and her team will help you set goals, undo bad habits, push you past your own beliefs, and gain peace with your finances. Go to www.lynnrichardson.com. That's www.lynnrichardson.com. Or call 888-LYNN123. That's 888-596-6123 for more info today.
Listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. What is going on with my voice here? What's happening? I think I need a drink of water, so give me just a moment to get my throat hydrated because it is sounding just a little crazy. I didn't know who that was on the radio. Like, is that Lynn Richardson or her brother? Like, what is going on around here? So we are, yes, who is it, a woman or a man? We don't know what it is happening with that voice. We are talking about the five P's that will keep you profitable, and the first P is purpose. Without purpose, really, there is no way to exist without purpose. Your purpose is your why. Your purpose is the thing that keeps you moving. Your purpose is the thing that keeps you going. Today, I didn't want to work today. I did not want to work today, meaning this right here, this is work. But it's good work. It's in my purpose. I wanted to kind of stay in the bed. It's like kind of rainy here. You know, it never rains in Southern California. That was the Tony song back in the day. They lied because it's been raining, and I don't know what is going on. I lived here for 4 years, and it never rained. And then all of a sudden last year, it was raining for a whole season, and yesterday it rained all day. I said, what is going on here? So when it's rainy and it's dreary, I kind of want to do nothing, but I have a purpose. I have people who need me like you. I have things to do. I have people who depend on me. And so your purpose is what keeps you going. Your purpose is what keeps you moving. Your purpose keeps you intact. Your purpose gives birth to everything in your life, whether it be the work that you do, the people that you hang around. Your purpose is important. So we're talking about the five P's that will keep you profitable. So I know I talked about the five F's that'll keep you broke. And in the five F's, after feelings, I said it's family and friends, because sometimes we get confused about family. And all of that is kind of connected to emotion. We start to feel sorry because it's our cousin, and we feel sorry because it's our daughter, or we feel sorry because these are the friends we hung out with. So I don't want you to get confused, because this next P that will keep you profitable is people. People, that's right. The Bible says that the harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Let me repeat. The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. What does that mean? It means that your purpose is here for the taking. It means that what it is that you see in your dream is possible. What it means is that your goal and your vision is certainly attainable, but you cannot get there alone. It's going to take the right people. So some of them might be your family members. Some of them might be your friends. But knowing who the right people are on your team is really all of the game. Let me give you an example. You might think you need $1 million for your business. And certainly anybody who's out there who's trying to start a business, you know you need capital. you need money to get it going, or you need resources. But if you don't have the right people, they can waste your money. You can go start a whole company, a building. You can put all the people in there. And then if the people don't do the job properly, then you will lose all of your money. So it's not the resources. It's not the money. It's the right people. The people will, the people will get you the money that you need. The right people will help you change your mindset. The right people will put the policies and the procedures and the plans in place so that your business can be profitable. So if you're trying to figure out, how am I going to get to the next level, especially if you have a business, then the five P's that will keep you profitable, one is purpose, and then two is people. Everybody has been in a situation. If you've ever run a business or if you've ever supervised anyone, there are some people on your team that you know need to go. But they've been there so long that you just don't know what to do. Until you address that, until you fix that, until you deal with it, you cannot fix what you will not face. You must face it. So the second P that will keep you profitable is people, the right people. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. We have to take a break for news, traffic, and weather with Jennifer Thompson. We'll be right back. WVON.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
Are you an exceptional real estate or financial services professional? Do you have a business or service that can improve the lives of others? You may qualify to serve the world as a member of Lynn's List. Visit www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com. Or call 888-LYNN-123, extension 5. That's 888-LYNN-123, extension 5 for more details.
Now, welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station, and we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. So I am live on Instagram and Facebook. I'd probably be live on Periscope if I had a third phone. Actually, I do have a third phone. So I'm going to confess. Everybody, we need to just go on and confess our mess. I am a phone-aholic. I am a device-aholic. I am. So it was very commonly known that I carried two phones. I did. I carried an iPhone and I carried an Android, because there are things that the iPhone can do that the Android can't. And being in the entertainment business and running a team, the iPhone is absolutely necessary for group chat. It's nothing like it. And plus, I'm on planes for 5, 6, 7 hours at a time. I needed to still be able to communicate. So I have an iPhone. I have an Android. Then once I started doing TV, I needed another iPhone so that whoever was assisting me could see the messages that I might miss while I'm on TV and doing all of that kind of stuff. So I have two iPhones and an Android. And then I went and did this event for Google, and they gave me the Google Pixel. Have you all seen that thing? That joker is fire, okay? First of all, the pictures that it takes, I never would have known in a million years from being a kid, because we used to have to walk around with the little camera and get the film developed and all of that stuff. And then they came out with digital cameras, but now the camera's in your phone. The camera in that Google Pix. But I have not activated that phone yet. I think I'm a bit of a phoneaholic, and I'm trying not to, but I think I'm going to so that I could be live on Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, and Snapchat. Do they have a live on Snapchat? I'm irritated with Snapchat because they've made it difficult for old people. It's too hard. You should just go and change your face. It's too many things on Snapchat that I don't understand. And I have multiple degrees, so I feel like if it's that hard, there's something wrong with it. But you're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. Thank you, Brenda, for saying that Living Check to Monday saved your life. I remember when we first started working together, and it saved my life too, literally. So for those who are out there struggling financially and really trying to get to the next level, go to LynnRichardson.com, click Connect with Lynn, and I can lead you to everything. Or Alita, you can go there, and I'll send you an email with that explains everything. Or you can go to the product page and choose what you want. And if you click on one of the products, it's going to open up the store with many, many, many things in there. All right? So we're talking about the five P's that will keep you profitable. Number one is purpose. You must know your purpose. If you don't know your purpose, don't get stressed out. Just let go. Let go and let God. Let go and let God lead you to your purpose. And also, I'm going to say this about your purpose. You might already know what your purpose is, but you might be rejecting your purpose. Yep. You might be trying to deny your purpose. And you might be trying to hide your purpose. I am guilty of all of that. My husband is over there nodding his head. He's like, yes. What did I do? I tried to deny my purpose. Okay, so let me just admit, I did not want to do radio ever again. And I did not want to do TV ever again. And no, I didn't want to be a pastor either. I told the people, I said, I am not church material. Y'all need to go get somebody else. Like, what y'all want me to be a pastor for? I don't even like people. I love them. Love them, love them, love them, love them. Yes, yes, yes. But sometimes, you know, trying to help people get better is not a likable thing. So there are many, many parts of my purpose that I did not want to face. I am a teacher, you know. So all of this time where I've been trying to figure out, or I was trying to figure out what I wanted to do with my life, it was the things that I was doing that was my life. Even I came into the entertainment business, and for 7 years working for MC Light and Russell Simmons, and I didn't do any speaking engagements. I didn't do speaking engagements. I did not do this. My books were sitting on the shelf. And I was just an author of many books. And I was saying, oh, I did that back in the past. Yeah, I used to be a financial expert. No, you still need to do it. And until I was willing to accept my calling, and it's not easy, because when you have a purpose, that means that's what you breathe for. That's what you, without your breath, you really can't even, you know, exist. So finding your purpose is a key to being profitable. The next P is people. You have to have the right people on your team. And you have to know what people to get rid of. Some people are toxic. You cannot be around toxic people and be profitable. It's not going to work. I don't know anybody who is successful, who's profitable consistently on an ongoing basis, who is around toxic people. These are people who drain you, people who are evil, mean, jealous, unworthy, like whatever it is. You just know the moment they show up, your whole body changes, your energy changes. So people is extremely important. The next P that will keep you profitable is plans. Plans. Your plans. The Bible says that plans fail for lack of counsel, but with many advisors they succeed. You must plan. If you fail to plan, then you are planning to fail. Let me repeat. If you fail to plan, then you are planning to fail. I've seen so many of you say you work with my mom. Where is my mama? Is she at work? She works all day, every day. Every time I call, I can't reach her. So thank you. Tell her to get on Facebook, because it took her forever to get a smartphone. So she's not on Facebook and Instagram. So we're talking about the five P's that will keep you profitable: your purpose, people, and then plans. But right now we have to take a break for news. No, no news. We have to take a break for traffic and weather with Jennifer Thompson. This is WVON. We'll be right back.
More of the Millionaires Roundtable coming up on the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON.
You want to leave a legacy for your loved ones? Do you know the difference between an estate plan and a will? Are you newly engaged and concerned about getting a prenuptial agreement? Are you married to your child's mother or father? And do you know what happens to insurance money if you are not? Call your wealth counselor, Attorney Deidre Wood Stokes. With over 22 years of experience, Attorney Stokes has all the answers you need to help you secure your family's financial future. You can find Attorney Stokes on Lynn's List at www.lynnmillionaire.com. That's www.lynnmillionaire.com, or call 888-LYNN-123. That's 888-596-6123. Protect your legacy now.
Hey, hey, now welcome back. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON, 1690 AM, the Talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation, our favorite radio station. And we are creating millionaires one family at a time, one day at a time, one dime at a time, and $1 at a time. And we are talking about the five P's that will keep you profitable, the five P's that will keep you profitable. And the first P is purpose. You must know your purpose. And the second P that will keep you profitable is people, the right people. Okay, the right people. The next P that will keep you profitable is plans. What plans do you have? One of the things that I really love and enjoy, every year we do the wealth experience. And wealth stands for wisdom, expansion, assets, leadership, transformation, and health. And this is not just a conference. It's not a symposium. It's not a retreat. That's why we call it an experience. It's the wealth experience. Well, one of the things that makes the wealth experience so massively successful is that we write our plans for the year. So not only do we come together to get all the knowledge and the information that we need to go to the next level, we actually go through the process of writing it out and implementing things, okay? So you want to have plans. When I first started working with MC Light and really helping her transform her brand, that very first year that we started working together, before the new year came or right after the new year, we got together and we did the Master Achievement Plan. If you do the Lynn Richardson Entrepreneur Academy, and you can find out more on my website, if you go to LynnRichardson.com and you click, I think it's either Meet Lynn or Lynn Richardson Live, it's one of the two there. You'll see more about the Entrepreneur Academy. You can't find it anyplace else. It's not available in the store. I am being selective and, you know, rolling that out one day at a time, one person at a time, if you will. But one of the things that is massively important in the Entrepreneurs Academy and when I train business owners is this concept called the Master Achievement Plan. And I started doing the Master Achievement Plan 20 years ago. I was in the mortgage business. I was moderately successful, meaning I was making what was formerly my whole pay for a month. I was able to make that on one loan. So I was like, wow, this is great. If I expand my knowledge, then I can make more money doing what I love while I'm helping people. So I very quickly hired an assistant because I figured I'll take the first loan and pay her, and then everything I make after that I'll have for me. So that started to work. Then I was closing two loans and three loans and four loans. So I was like, okay, I'm doing something here. Well, I wanted to be great. I didn't just want to be good. I wanted to be great. So I took my little hard-earned money. I flew to California. I went to Todd Duncan's Mortgage Professionals Productivity School. The school was, I don't know, $2,000, $3,000 for the week for me to go. I had to buy my airfare. I had to buy my plane ticket, all of that stuff. I had to get my hotel. It was my first time going to California. And I was in a room with maybe 2,000 other loan officers and mortgage professionals, and I was the only black female. I was the only African-American female, and there was one other African-American male. And everything that he taught, about 75% of it I already knew, but it forced me to put it in a plan. And so I came up with a map, the Master Achievement Plan. I also created another map, the Mortgage Approval Plan. So the Mortgage Approval Plan is how I've helped people with multiple bankruptcies and credit issues get to the next level to get approved for a mortgage. The Master Achievement Plan. I have been doing the Master Achievement Plan, and I did my first one with MC Light the first year we worked together. And then I revisited that plan every 60 days because there's the vision of perfection, and then there's your 60-day goal. And you have to then line up your life daily to meet your 60-day goal. So if you know you want a law degree, but you don't have a GED, then your 60-day goal is to get enrolled in the GED class. And your daily activities should look like you are trying to get into that class. You may need to find the class. You may need to get a babysitter. So I literally get that specific. So the five P's, and I'm going to have to continue it in the next show, are very important to keep you profitable. It doesn't just happen. And if you happen to stumble into some kind of success, let me explain to you. Drug dealers have a plan. Okay? Criminals have a plan. People who are doing what you may judge to be the wrong thing are often doing it the right way. They're doing the wrong thing, but they've got a vision. They've got a plan. They know the people. So if you're doing the right thing, you're doing the right thing. You must have a purpose. You must have people. You must have a plan. And I'm going to continue with the five P's on my next show. You're listening to the Millionaires Roundtable. I am your host, Lynn Richardson. It's WVON 1690 AM, the talk of Chicago, the voice of the nation. Go to my website at lynnrichardson.com. Ask me any question. I will sit and reply and give you answers. And I'm looking forward to helping you become that millionaire that I know you see in your vision. One family at a time, one day at a time, $1 at a time, and one dime at a time. I'll talk to you next time. Okay. Bye-bye.